seeing all the drama, I didn't edit anything like that. So, excuse the graphics. Don't even pay attention to any of that or anything else. So I just want to come on really quick. This whole ring size that BJ Saunders and his dad are complaining about and, you know, specifying that, hey, it wasn't in the contract and, you know, they want an 18 and now it's, you know, they wanted a 24 first. Well, Canelo has an 18 and then they want a 24, but they're willing to negotiate to 22. If they don't get that, they're going to walk away from the fight. Okay. Here. I said this from the beginning. Two things. I knew that BJ Saunders was going to start complaining about stuff and he was looking for a way out, okay? The guy has history of backing out of fights. That's the first thing, okay? Number two, I'm going to be straight up with you guys. If you've been following, listening to me, I don't care for the guy. I don't like the guy. I think he's a shitty human being. Didn't think that he should be getting this payday that he's going to receive right now from Canelo, okay? You know, I'm seeing a lot of folks on Twitter, on social media, saying that, you know, Canelo has problem with guys that back up, that, you know, that are elusive, and the ring is going to be an issue, blah, blah, blah. Man, I'm going to tell you guys, listen, it could be a phone booth, it could be 18, 20, 24, a football field. What's up, A-Rod? What's up, Watts? How you guys doing? It could be any of that. Give him the whole fucking state of Texas, and he's not gonna win in Texas. First off, okay. Another thing about the styles that BJ Saunders' style is gonna give Canelo problems because of Laura and Floyd, and you know he's had issues with movers. BJ Saunders is not that kind of a fighter, though. Look at his history. Look at the fights. It's always been close. He's not one to like stand and trade. If he can get away and getting more shots, he's going to do it. I mean, David Lemieux is not a good comparison. If anybody's going to use David Lemieux of what BJ Saunders did to him, it's not a good comparison because, for one, Canelo is not David Lemieux. Okay, David Lemieux is a one-trick pony. You know, he's not a boxer. He's not a counterpuncher. He's not elusive. You know, the one thing we haven't seen from Canelo is cut the ring off, okay? And I've talked about that a lot, you know, that the 168 is the weakest division to unify. Those guys are movers. They're soft punchers. They're not the most notorious killers in there. And what I mean by that, you mentioned David Benavidez, but he doesn't have a title, okay? So, again, I'm just sitting there and going, me personally, I can give a shit if the guy walks away. It's one of those things where I'm thinking, I'm perfectly okay, dude, if you guys mail him, Canelo, the title in the Devin Haney fashion. Email him the title, whatever the case. If BJ Saunders doesn't want to fight, if he doesn't want to get in there, it's his way and his excuse of bailing out. Trust me, he wants a bigger ring so he can survive. That's all he wants to do. And I've said this before. I said this, I think, the last week before I took off on vacation. You know, he wants a bigger ring to survive. That's it. What's up, G-Funky? A-Rod, how you doing, brother? I just opened up mine right now, bro. See right behind me? And stuff. I'm going to bar to barbecue and stuff. Exactly, bro. Exactly, bro. You know, whether or not it's his way of getting in the head of Canelo, getting him frustrated, well, I hate to tell you, man, but a lot of that shit doesn't work with Raza. It just doesn't. You know? If anything, it's just going to make Canelo want to hurt him even more. But again, I don't expect a lot of trading. I don't expect an exciting fight. I don't even expect Canelo to stop him, to tell you the truth. Even if it was an 18 ring, I didn't expect Canelo to stop BJ Saunders because I knew that BJ was going to fight on survivor mode right from the beginning. He wasn't going to take those risks. You know, here's the thing. Here's my thought of what he wants to do in this fight, okay? And I'm going to get in depth a little later. Just today, you know, like I'm just celebrating my birthday and all that still. you know, so I'm going to barbecue, have a couple drinks and relax and all that. And then maybe not on the 6th, because my birthday land, I'm a Cinco de Mayo baby. And then I'll do a whole, you know, breakdown of what I think I'm going to see. But I'm going to give you the quick breakdown of what I think was going to happen, okay? I think what BJ saw in his whole plan from the beginning, even with losing the weight, which I don't think it makes a huge difference, okay? And I'll get into, like I said, on the 6th about Andy Ruiz, the things I mentioned and things that came to fruition and, you know, what I see in the future for him. But with BJ Saunders, the weight loss, you know, looking the new physique and then the little head games, I'm telling you, the guy knows he wasn't even going out there to win. What he's looking to do is to survive 12 rounds and then go, oh, man, you know, he never touched me. Oh, he never did this. Oh, he never did that. They gave him the title. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. That's the kind of piece of shit this dude BJ Saunders is. He's not a real warrior. This guy is just trying to make as much money as he can and at the same time be a piece of shit in his whole life. That's all the guy's all about. That's why I don't like the guy. That's why I've never cared for the guy. You know, I think he's a really sad case next to Verdejo of a guy wearing a pair of gloves. Those are my real thoughts, okay? You know, those are my real thoughts about the dude. You know, and it doesn't upset me that he's playing these games about, oh man, I want a smaller ring. I mean, I want a bigger ring. I want this, I want that. It wasn't in the contract. Well, you should have did that shit from the beginning. If that was a major concern, and you knew that Canelo is he's the A side, right? You knew that Canelo is going to try to, you know, wave in everything that he can get away with. I mean, it's boxing. Some of the biggest fights are on the negotiating table. Why are you waiting for, let me see, 4 days left to the fight where all of a sudden this is a major concern? Because it isn't. It isn't a major concern. See, if they really truly believed they were going to win this fight, that they were actually going to actually do something in there to prevent Canelo from taking his title, they would have inserted it in the contract. Or they would have prepared for everything. So that's why I don't believe them. I don't believe this whole thing. Again, I think this is just another tactic of him, you know, getting his diaper changed and playing his little bullshit games, not showing up. Actually, I was more looking forward for the face-off, to tell you the truth, because we know that this Vato is a piece of shit, and he's going to come and say some of the dumbest shit, probably even say something pretty racist, because he's done that card. He's pulled that card before, right? Maybe bring his little macoso, you know, to try to punch Canelo in the balls, because he's done that before. I was looking forward to that and seeing how Canelo and his team reacted, you know? But didn't want to do that. You know, didn't even want to give us that much that we were looking forward to. Let me read some of the comments here. That's why Joshua got 30. You know, Mr. Guru, ¿qué pasó, vato? Have I ever lift? Not, no, man, I don't lift weights, bro. I only lift cervezas over there. No, man. If you guys haven't checked out Sal, Mr. Boxing Guru, two things about the homeboy, man. Great dude. Got to follow him on Twitter. Does a great podcast. When he does one, porque el güey nunca, man, he takes all these long breaks. He's worse than me, to tell you the truth. He takes longer breaks than I do and stuff. But no, he does a great show. Also does great shirts and stuff. I don't know if he's still doing. I know he gets sold out pretty quick. They sell out. That's where I got the boxing and chill from that everybody was asking me about. But, you know, yeah, man, again, I can care less if it's 18, 20, 24, football field, the whole state of Texas. I did not expect BJ Saunders to even win this fight, in all honesty, because I'm not anticipating him to actually stand and trade. I anticipated him trying to survive. Even with this new physique, is trying to survive. Okay. Now, is it going to be, you know, is Canelo going to have some success? No, I don't think so. You know, I think Canelo's going to have one or two, three hits. Honestly, I think a lot of people are going to log off of the fight within 5 or 6 rounds and start calling it boring. I won't be surprised if Texas starts booing the fight because it might be that boring. It stylistically, this is not a good fight, guys. It really isn't. You know, this is nothing to get you off the couch. This is nothing for you to go to the store. Oh no, anything can get you to go to the store to buy another 12 pack. My bad. Am I wrong about that? You know, I barbecue for anything and go to the store and buy a 12 pack for anything. But this nothing here to get your juices going because it's not going to be that entertaining. I'll eat crow if Canelo knocks out this dude. I really will. You know, but I don't see it. What I do see is a shutout. I see Canelo taking all the rounds because BJ's not going to be there to hit. BJ's not going to even try to return shots. Not going to even counter. You know? So if it happens, good. It's going to occupy our Saturday. If it doesn't, imodo. We got a lot of great fights happening in Mayo. Right? Anyways, happy Cinco de Mayo. Bruce, ¿qué pasó? How you doing? It's not even a rant, bro. It's like the truth. I'm just telling the truth. You know what I mean? It's like, we're hardcore boxing fans. Like, it's hard to fool us on certain things. You know, we try to be as PC as we can. But when it comes down to this bullshit, what this dude's trying to do, it's like, you know what, bro? You've done so many other tactics. You've done other bullshit that I just don't believe you. And I don't care. You know, and it comes to a lot of fighters. I just don't care. You know, I don't really care about what these other fighters are doing. What I do care about when they step into the ring and they're actually fighting. That's what I care about. You know, nothing's going to get me going by your talking and you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Especially when you're going, I'm pulling out of the fight. You know, they're trying to scam me. They're trying to scam me. Well, why don't you not put this shit in the contract? Why did you wait till the last fucking minute? What happened there? You know, I go back again. If you really had a game plan to beat this man, then you should have known better, right? You've been in the game long enough. You've been around long enough. You've been in championships before. I mean, you knew the guy was going to be the A side, right? This is the highest figure of money you're ever going to make. And you're telling me that you didn't go to the negotiating table? You're telling me you were clueless or you were stupid and your team is stupid. So what label do you want? You can't say now, oh, look at them. It's, you know, we just want a fair play. Yeah, that's fair play comes in negotiation. That's why you got a good team. That's why you have a good manager. You know, they go in and go, hey, man, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. My guy wants this. The litigation's everything in the beginning so that there's no bullshit at the end, 4 days before the fight. Anytime I see guys complaining, 9 out of 10 is because they're not confident. They're not confident. You know, or you could say, well, he's trying to get in the head of Canelo. He's trying to fuster him up. He's trying to get this guy going. And Floyd and everybody did it. You know, but the thing was, Floyd actually stood there and fought him. Countered him. When the kid missed, he countered him. I just don't see BloJ Saunders doing any of that. I've never seen him do that. Unless you're a slow Lemieux. Anyways, those are my final thoughts, man. Let's see. What's up, Dave in the chat? I don't know, Bato. What's going on with the chat? And then Split, I don't care if the boring fight. It'll be interesting watching the judges favor Canelo over Saunders. Even the Saunders will be schooling Canelo like Mayweather. It'd be interesting, but I don't see that happening. I really don't, bro. End of the day, 18-foot ring is a big of a space. Is a joke. I agree with you, Philly. I agree with you, brother. You know, and like I said, if it was such an issue, why did you not, in the beginning, you guys, when it was negotiated, bring this up, that this is going to be, you know, hey, can we meet halfway? Now they're saying, we'll meet halfway, 22 foot. We'll do this, we'll do that. Okay. You know, we're going to jump on that plane. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. Anyways, that's my thoughts, man. Hit you guys up later. Like I said, I'll be back.